Good morning. I just want to take a few minutes here and talk, about something I'm seeing in the body of Christ. I see with believers, I see in my counseling sessions and coaching sessions, I see even in our local church, and that is the anxiety that people are facing. And anxiety is real. I get that. Understand this. Many people say, well, I'm not going to be, and the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, so I'm not going to be. Yes. The reason it says be anxious for nothing is there's that ability to be anxious. There's that reality of anxiety. And what we want to do is we want to eradicate that, okay? We want to eradicate anxiety. But if we're going to do this, number one is going to come through absolute, yes, devotion, surrender to Jesus Christ and His will and His way. I do want to take a few minutes here and talk more on the neurological side, because you remember, science is not bad. God created us. God created the way we think. And I want to talk about the root of anxiety. And this is something I work with in coaching, and this is also I work with even in business coaching. So let's talk about anxiety. Anxiety comes from three things. Number one, a decline in the reputation that you have with yourself. Now, that's for another topic. We can dig deeper into that. But like, you have a reputation. You see yourself as this person, and now you're not seeing yourself that way. Hey, I used to be really dedicated. I used to be really healthy. Now I'm not. I'm not working out the way I should. I used to read my Bible more. Now I'm not. So you see a decline in your reputation with your own self. Number two, an inability to recognize what you can and can't control. You know, I know there's things in my life I can control. So there's things that I can control. Like, let's take a couple things. Let's look at health. I pray. I decree divine healing over my body. These are things I can control, right? Actually, I pray. I can control that. I decree. I can control that. I am an avid user of different supplements. I really feel like the Lord has led my way. Stem cell activation. I'm sitting here drinking beetroot with pomegranate juice and green tea and a couple other things that are really healthy for the cardiovascular system, etc. So these are things I can do. I can walk. I can exercise. Then I can choose to eat healthier foods. Then there's things that I can't control. Okay. I really can't control the atmosphere, the air that I breathe. I can't control a lot of things. And I can really, even though I can make the decrees, trusting upon the Lord to bring healing. So what can I control and what can't I control? When you recognize this is out of my control, okay, then you can say, Lord, I trust you in this. Okay. Number three, unmet expectations or fear of them being unmet. So you're expecting something is meant to be, and then it's not. And you don't know how to relate to that. So unmet expectations. Okay. So because enjoyment, like really enjoying our life, stems from our expectations being open and positive. So let's think about this. Anxiety. So number one is a decline in the reputation you have with yourself. Number two, an inability to recognize the things that we can and can't control. And number three is unmet expectations or the fear of them being unmet. So, okay. So control over others. This is really important. Well, like many people say, well, if I could get this person to do this, if they would just follow me on this. But listen, if you're going to have any influence in other people, you must be able to influence yourself first. Okay. So anxiety. Let's talk about this. Anxiety. What is anxiety? It's actually, the Bible says be anxious over nothing, but when we are anxious, it's the body's way of helping us. It may sound contradictory, but hear me. Your body's trying to protect you. That's why you have muscle tension, increased cortisol levels, faster heartbeat, adrenaline going through your body. Okay? That's anxiety. If you have an anxiety attack, you know, that's what you're noticing. So how do we overcome that? Yes, prayer. But I'm going to give you a special type of prayer, okay? I really want it to be a rehearsal and repetition prayer where we sit. We force the body to sit still. Call upon the name of the Lord. I love the verse, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Lord, we thank you for that. The word saved there is sozo. Greek word means saved, healed, delivered, set free. And we thank you for that, Lord. We honor you for that. Amen. Okay. So we're going to sit in a place of prayer. Now, for some people, you know, if you hear mindfulness, you hear meditation. For me, it's active prayer. I'm forcing the body to sit still and rehearse those things that I'm praying for. I mean, like if I've got a meeting with someone, if I got an interaction, if I've got a deadline on something, social events, whatever it is that would make you and bring you anxiety, force the mind, force the body to sit still and rehearse it in your mind. Yes, it's imagination. Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind. That means gird up the loins, the reproductive area of your imagination. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on it being already done. So Heavenly Father, I thank you right now as I'm rehearsing in my mind, as I'm meditating upon your promise. Your word says, by your stripes, I am healed. I'm healed. It's done. So I choose to see my body fully healthy. And you see it. Maybe you see your meeting with your doctor. You see yourself looking in the mirror. You see yourself with friends and family. And you see yourself doing things that maybe you can't do now because of sickness, if that's what brings you anxiety. When you do this, you're doing two things. Number one, you're activating the law of faith. The law of faith works, period. Another thing you're doing is you're training the whole mind, literally your brain, you're training it. And there's an area that's called the reticular activating system. We'll get into that later. But you're training it. You're training it to find peace and to walk in faith instead of fear. See, if you think about your brain, what is your brain? It's a collection of past events, right? You can remember maybe the first car you drove, your first kiss, your first when you came to the Lord. When maybe you think about things that are bad, you think of a sickness or maybe things when you walked away from the Lord or something. It's just memories, right? So habits change when we change our patterns. So every time we rehearse something, every time we take time to pray and focus on that which we are asking God to do and decreeing what he already says he has done, you're rehearsing something in the future with authority, with confidence, and with faith. You're creating future memories. Now, the body's going to fight hard to go, no, 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 this hasn't happened yet, because that's what the world tells us. The world wants us to know what we can't do instead of what we can. But rehearsal prayer, I like to call it, praying, rehearsing the future gives our body a sample of what's possible. It's why the Bible says when you pray, believing that you have, that's the imagination. When we rehearse an upcoming event or situation, and hear me on that upcoming, literally what we're doing is we're activating the law of faith, but we're also literally changing the chemical and electricity inside of your mind. And you're telling them this is where we need to be. We become creators instead of victims. So Lord, thank you the way that you created our mind. Thank you for the way that you created the chemicals, the cortisol, the endorphins, the oxytocin, the serotonin. Thank you for the electrical impulses, things that, Lord, I don't understand, but I know you created us in absolute, absolute wisdom and perfection. And Lord, as I focus upon that, if I press forward and I meditate upon your word and meditate upon your promises, I know I'm activating the law of faith. But I know also, Lord, that I'm retraining this flesh. I'm renewing the mind, as your word says, renewing the mind to become a creator, a co-creator with you instead of a person in victim mentality. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Guys, was this good? This good. I wanted to keep it about 10 minutes and we're out at the 10-minute mark. If this was good, be sure to share this with somebody. Go back to the original email, share it, share this file. Go to PastorWayneSutton.com or TheSecondAdam.com, same website. But at PastorWayneSutton.com, we're going to be releasing more teachings, more breakthrough. And my goal is to really help you become exactly who God's called you to be. I pray this has been good for you, and God bless.